For KBIA News, I'm Madison Conti. South Columbia is under a precautionary boil advisory after a water main leak caused low water pressure. Under the advisory are all of Bearfield Road, Bearfield Meadows Subdivision, Rock Quarry Road, Happy Hollow, Gans Road, and Highway 163 from Rockbridge Elementary to the Rockbridge Memorial State Park entrance. The Columbia, Missourian reports the advisory is in effect until 12 p.m. today. Residents in the affected areas should boil water vigorously for 3 minutes and make sure to boil water for drinking, brushing teeth, and all other food preparations. A proposal by Missouri's Republican governor to give the Attorney General power to prosecute homicides in St. Louis is spurring backlash. Governor Mike Parson's Monday directive was widely seen as criticism of St. Louis's first black prosecutor, Kim Gardner. Parson has said the goal is to help combat a surge in violent crime. Black Lives Matter activist Sean King says Republicans are trying to undermine Gardner. Gardner supports greater police accountability and other reforms. Voters picked her in the Democratic primary for her seat last week, and she will likely be reelected. As students began to move into MU residence halls and apartments yesterday, residential assistants, or RAs, expressed concern about their own health and safety, citing university policies and duties they believe would put them at more risk of exposure to COVID-19. In private meetings with Department of Residential Life supervisors and interviews with the Columbia, Missourian, RAs criticized what they viewed as expanded duties that needlessly put them and others at risk to begin the fall semester, including leading campus activities and tours with groups of students. The RAs were told Monday by Residential Life leadership that they would be leading groups of 20 students as liaisons for Welcome Week, which is a slate of campus programming for incoming students during the week prior to classes starting. That programming includes campus tours, a seminar about inclusion and equity, and Tiger Walk, an annual tradition where incoming students run through the columns on Francis Quadrangle. The RAs were to meet with Director of Residential Life, Tyler Page, and medical experts last night. Page had told the Missourian he hoped to hear specific concerns from RAs and planned to clarify the steps MU is taking to keep them safe. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.